From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Industrial action by hundreds of junior doctors in Jamaica disrupts the operations of hospitals. The Vincentian government gives in to the demands of protesting prisoners, and deadlock is reported in talks for a new trade and aid treaty between Europe and the ACP. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Junior doctors on a work-to-rule in Jamaica have said they'll defy a back-to-work order from the country's Industrial Disputes Tribunal. About 700 out of 900 are doing a straight 8-to-4 workday to protest plans for a layoff of the number of their colleagues and also to press for improved contracts. It's meant a heavier workload for the senior doctors and nurses, but emergencies appear not to have suffered. The junior doctors have the support of the president of the Medical Association of Jamaica. Carol Orr reports.
Frustrated by dwindling resources, staff cuts, and what's been described as an increasingly bureaucratic approach to public service, the junior doctors say that enough is enough. In April this year, 40 doctors lost their jobs. By the end of this month, that figure is expected to rise to at least 70. President of the JDA, Andrew Manning, told reporters that with already long delays for surgeries, long queues at clinics, and the growing number of fatalities as a result, if they had not taken protest action, the long-term consequences